This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Overnight, anyway, there was no immediate change to the internet after the vote yesterday by the Federal Communications Commission to get rid of Obama-era net neutrality rules, or a little bit more than 2 years old. Also, in federal regulatory affairs yesterday, a similar story over at the National Labor Relations Board. Some Obama-era rules that unions liked and companies didn't have gone away. So putting party and politics to the side here for just a second, what's going on? Because there is some fairly substantial regulatory uncertainty happening with big chunks of the American economy. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman tells us what's at stake.
Those new rules from the National Labor Relations Board will make it harder to organize unions and hold parent companies accountable for their franchises. Employment attorney Denise Kaiser at law firm Ballard Spahr.
The recent decisions, they are changing very significantly labor and employment law.
She says the pro-labor Obama-era rules in turn reversed pro-employer Bush administration rules. Regulatory ping-pong, that's what a top Comcast exec called it, and he was complaining about the FCC's net neutrality decision that favors his company. So this zigzagging must be a pain for businesses. Economist Douglas Holtz Aiken at the American Action Forum explains how we got here.
We've seen a fair amount of congressional dysfunction, and more gets done by the executive branch. That means more and more of what businesses care about is subject to this game.
Consider, for instance, investments in telecom under Trump's FCC.
Going from 4G to 5G is going to cost a lot of money, and your ability to recoup that investment depends fundamentally on the kind of rules the FCC has in place.
Patrick McLaughlin studies regulation at George Mason University's Mercatus Center.
Congress, there have been proposals requiring agencies to release at least the big rules long in advance before they take any action. That could help with long-term planning.
Now, Congress could pass laws on net neutrality and the like, take the regulatory ping-pong paddles away from the executive's partisan agencies and commissions, but Congress has been a bit gridlocked lately. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.